most important thing about meditation is that you're comfortable. If you're comfortable, you'll probably continue to do it. And if you're not comfortable, it'll stop. So get as comfortable as you possibly can. Find a chair, a couch, a bed, a floor, whatever, and sit as comfortably as you'd like. Perhaps that's cross-legged, perhaps that's using special hand mudras, or your palms up or down, or maybe just sitting with your hands in your lap. Whatever feels comfortable, you do that. The most common response that people have when they start to meditate is that they're aware of all the thoughts. All those thoughts, and we have 60,000 to 80,000 thoughts a day. That's about a thought every 1.2 seconds. They're coming. You won't stop them. You can't stop them. You're a receiver, and they're floating through the ether, landing on you like impressions. Every single moment, every single experience that you have makes an impression on your mind. And so those thoughts are just pouring in and pouring in and pouring in. When we close our eyes and begin to meditate, we realize how many thoughts we really have. And a typical response, or a common response, is for people to say, what's going on? Why am I having so many thoughts? I have monkey mind. I have chatter mind. I have thoughts after thoughts after thoughts. Yes, you do. And isn't that wonderful? You're alive. And so let's keep that in perspective. Let's really learn to embrace our thoughts, because we have a brain and we have thoughts. So the next time you become aware that you're having thoughts, rather than viewing them as interruptions in your meditation or distractions in your meditation, recognize that that is your meditation. You're alive, you're a living, breathing, thinking being. And so thinking's part of that, and thoughts are part of that. And so rather than beat yourself up or scold yourself or be upset that you're having thoughts, which are so natural, instead of that, gently drift back to whatever the object of our attention is, whether that's a mantra, whether that's a sound, whether that's a visual, whether that's our breath, whatever that object is that we're going to use to disconnect from thoughts, not stop them, just drift our awareness to something else. Then you can gently realize, as you drift back and forth between that object and your thoughts, that object and your thoughts, back to the object, to a sound that creates a thought, and then back to the object, and then to a physical sensation. Your arm itches, so you scratch it, and then you have a thought, and then you drift back to the object. And that's meditation. That gentle drifting back and forth. So let's try a little thought meditation. Let's close our eyes. And I'm going to say a word, and you're going to think and have all these thoughts. And we'll just do it for a few moments. But with your eyes closed and sitting comfortably, I'm going to say a word, and you're going to have a whole stream of thoughts based on that. Ready? And the word is strawberry, strawberry. And now, just flow. How far did you go? Did you think about blueberry? Did you think about jam? Did you think about strawberry juice? Did you think about picking strawberries? Did you think about your family members? Did you think about yourself as a child, or your children, or your grandmother, Or someone making strawberry jam or pie? Did you think blueberry? Did you think strawberry fields forever? Did you think about the Beatles? Did you think about a meeting that you have? Did you think about a person, a relationship? Remember, we have about a thought every 1.2 seconds. So over those 30 seconds, you had about 25 thoughts. Those weren't interruptions. That was the meditation. Now imagine if we had an object of our attention to just drift us back to. And we'll address that a little later. We've done that already with our breath. And in our next meditation, we'll explore the concept of mantra. But for now, let's just embrace our thoughts. Let's own our thoughts. We are not our thoughts. We have thoughts, but we are not them. And the reason your last thought, when you stopped having the thoughts about strawberry, the reason your last thought was so far from strawberry is because we have a thought, and then there's a space, and then we have another thought. In fact, every thought has a beginning, a middle, and an end. We know that, or else you would be born, have one thought, it would probably be, oh, and then we would die. That would be our one thought in life, but we don't. Every thought has a beginning, a middle, and an end. So the thoughts are pouring in. The beginning, the middle, and the end of the thought. And then there's this gap, this space of stillness, of silence. And then you have another thought. It is in that space, that stillness, that silence, that the birth of the next thought comes from. That is the space of pure potentiality. That is the space of infinite possibilities. That is why your next thought could be anything, and the thought after that, anything, and the thought after that, anything. And with tens of thousands of people having explored these 30 seconds with us, with just the prompt of strawberry, how many billions of individual thoughts did we have that have nothing to do with anyone else's thoughts? Thoughts are magnificent. Thoughts weave a fabric of perspective and perception. But they are not who you are. You are the gap. You are that stillness and silence. You are the space between thoughts. And so rather than feeling that a thought is invasive, or rather than you thinking that a thought is pounding you down or distracting you or frustrating you, when you have a thought, just take a deep breath in and exhale it and drift back to stillness and silence. So let's do that just for a little bit. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and gently release. And just think. And when you find yourself going deeper and deeper and deeper into that thought, take a deep breath in and release it. Out into the ether, out into the ozone. And then just be. Look back at the past and move yourself to this very moment. Look into the future and roll that back to this very moment. In this moment, there is no past. There is no future. There is the now, the powerful, magnificent now. Keep moving closer and closer from the past right up to right now. And when you find yourself leaping into the future, just roll it back gently to right now, this moment. So let's experience that. Let's see what that feels like. And let's begin. Thank you. you can come back to this moment again, right now, to my voice. How'd that feel? Were you able to experience the transformational power of this moment, this present moment? Even for a millisecond, your body felt it. Your connection to your deepest source, which is stillness and silence, felt that. And take a deep breath in. And gently release. Take another deep, slow breath in. And let go. And now let's seal this meditation by chanting Om, the universal sound, together. Take a deep breath in. And when it feels comfortable, you can slowly open your eyes, look around at the tens of thousands of your closest meditating friends around the world who've tapped into this present moment with you. Have an amazing day. This is David G. Namaste.